WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. I got my Baltimore Positive bow tie going on. We are positively at Fadley's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We'll be giving these away. We're not open yet because we get here early in the morning because, you know, you bring stars out like Bill Cole from Cole Roofing. You got to make sure that the security and the doors. But we will be open for business here. We will be having some crab cakes before it's all over with, as well as some shrimp salad, which they put the jumbo Texas shrimp salad now, like, on the blackboard in the front. I had never eaten it here until about, I don't know, 2 months ago. And now, like, I've had it six times. I keep stopping by. Todd Schuler, your buddy, put up a who has the best shrimp salad in Baltimore thing for a little bit. I vote for Fadley's. All of it's brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Bill's going to get that one because I think that's the lucky one. Our friends at Window Nation are going to make me wear the fun floppy hat. Matter of fact, my hair looks pretty good today. I may just leave this on and wear it for now. And, of course, we're going to be celebrating 25 years here at WNST. Raskin Global has given me the crab mallet. On August 3rd, you're invited. To Costas on August 4th at Drug City, you're invited. We're going to sit around and tell old tales and get nasty shirts. And I'm going to actually get this. Yeah, it has a...
I know. That's what I'm investigating.
Isn't that awesome?
That is a...
Raskin comes up with this
multifunctional
stuff, you know?
Tool there.
It is. Look at that, man. You could open a beer with that. That's
right.
And Raskin said it's a patented item, and they were on back order. Patent pending. 0706090. And I don't know where else this would be useful to have a mallet. They don't mallet crawfish in Louisiana, do they? I don't think they do, right?
I don't know. I'm not a... I don't want to disparage Leonard's awesome tool.
The problem
there,
is when I go over to Costas, they bring the beer to me. I don't get to open it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at Costas,
definitely a backyard tool.
It is a backyard tool. Bill Cole's here from Cole Roofing. He sponsors this mess. Damie's going to be here today. She's got the general manager of the new Lexington market. We're in the old Lexington market. Like, forget the Orioles today and the Ravens. You know, forget me running for mayor and you thinking it was a good idea. You're in Lexington Market, the old Lexington Market. There's 1/150th of the market left. This is it, right? I mean, the other 98% of the market is in repair, shall we say. Davey just gave you a tour that I have not gotten. I only know where the bathroom is here. But you made an admission to me. You came in here looking all spry, feeling good today, early in the morning. Going to be a 90-degree day in Baltimore City. 4th of July weekend. I got my red, white, and blue. We got red, white, and blue bunting here. And you said to me, almost in front of Damie, I've never been here before. And you're looking around, you're like, never been here before. And I'm thinking, really?
Well, so part of it is the lack of comprehension of, like, this being in the old space and the new space. And, like, seeing this, but seeing it this way is not...
Like, Dennis's family, when he came here from Greece, his family, they had a stall right on the other side here, and he, like, grew up here as a little boy.
Sure.
So, like, him coming here is a different thing with it than you do, who have no association.
Well, I've been to Lexington Market before, and in the old day, like, I haven't been to the new one yet, but I don't think I, you know, like, you don't comprehend it. You're just kind of like... I didn't come here probably as an adult necessarily with a destination in mind.
A lot of people, and this is something that I have witnessed in my time in living downtown. People use this as a bar before Oriole games for crab cakes.
Sure.
Like, I mean, if you're coming downtown and you're going to an Oriole game and you want to get something good to eat, right?
Yeah.
This is... We're three blocks from the Cal Ripken, you know, the Big Eight in the back, right? So, like, and from the Babe Ruth statue. So, this is a place for that. But I came here as a little boy with my grandmother. I'll never forget it. The smell, the look of it, the Coca-Cola sign that was there from Smokey and the Bandit, all of that stuff. But I lived downtown 19 years, and any time I had a tourist in, friends in from out of town, I would walk them across the city here at lunchtime, and we would get a crab cake in a stall and see Bill and see Nancy. So, I mean, I was a twice a year, three times a year Fadley's customer for 20 years before I knew Damie, like, which makes it thrilling for me to be like Drug City, you know, like it's thrilling for me to be here. But I think this is going to be the last. I don't know, but I think they're going to be in the new market soon. We're going to find that in the last segment. So you're seeing the end of the end, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to reveal the climax at the end. But
okay, fair enough.
But what I will 100% vouch is the smell, right? Like you smell that smell. And then you look and you can just see the legacy and the years. And I don't know. It took me a second to acknowledge and appreciate that I live in a place that has places like this.
Right.
Not everybody does.
And right. They don't have this in Phoenix.
This is pretty magical, right? Like, just if you appreciate history and you just appreciate the human movement.
Wait, you taste them. You've never had a Faithley's crab cake.
I find that hard to believe, but, you know, I can't.
Well, today's going to change your life. I don't know. They ship all lump jumbo crab cakes anywhere in the U.S. We're at Faithley's. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And I guess the thing about the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is I've known you a long time. I've never. Maybe I've asked you to come down here because I've been doing the show. I've been doing this thing longer here than anywhere at this point. This is my my barn now for modern vernacular. I mean, I've had video shot at this table with millions of views. I've had former governors here, current governors here, former mayors here, three or four different mayors here. I've had, you know, Ron Shapiro was everybody stood here, right, talking about things.
And
so to have you
and now
down
you just
here,
have a roofer.
No. Very significant roofer, Bill Cole from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. I didn't bring my coffee mug down here. Don't be angry, but. To say that we have unique things here,
right.
But then there's the forward part of this, which is you said you haven't been to the New Market. The New Market's, you could throw a baseball from here to the New Market, right? Literally, it's, I don't know, 40 yards away.
Right.
You're going to walk over there, and you're going to see the bakery from Little Italy is in there. You're going to see fried chicken. You're going to see Taharka ice cream in there.
Yeah.
You're going to see all local brands. You're going to see a beautiful bar. You're going to be able to go get pastries, fresh fruits, all the things you could get in here, you could get there. Park Chicken got their own joint. They Park Chicken moved to a storefront on the other side.
We need to back up just for half a second.
Go ahead.
The Taharka
ice cream. Too early.
Graham.
They have Honeygram.
Honeygram. Thank you,
dude. You're 40 yards away from Honeygram ice cream right now.
Well, so selfishly, I have it in a grocery store out in Harford County that I can go to.
You know who has Taharka ice cream?
I mean, Honeygram. I just want to reinforce this concept. If you have not had it and you like ice cream, it is, again, another life-changing
thing. It's a divine thing.
It is.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Unbelievable.
They sell it at Drug City.
It's
so
it's
if you come on the 4th of August
we can
to Drug
eat it
City,
then too. Right.
Well, it depends. And I'm going to, and I'll have to talk to you know, the guys over there about this. My wife went over there last week when I was up in New York, and she said, hey, I'm going to Drug City. I'm going to get some booze, which she does, lottery tickets this week because it's $400 million and she's trying to win. She said to me, she had a $4 winner. That's what she said to me. She said, right. I got a $4 winner off that ticket. And I get home from New York, and I'm home, and like ice cream, I go in. I said to her, where's the Honeygram?
Right.
She got the Power to the People, which is the coffee and cream.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
And she likes the roasted strawberry because it's tart.
No, I'm
not tart roasted strawberry. But
Mint Flicks and Chill, I'm into that. The key lime one,
that's
whatever that is.
She's
I'm into
lime.
That one,
yeah,
too.
So the cherry, the cherry chocolate chunks, fantastic.
I don't know if I have that.
Woo,
I've had that one.
That's good.
Okay.
So I go into the freezer, and I'm like, where's the Honeygram? And she's like, they were out of it.
I have run into that.
Okay.
Two times ago, they did not have it. I had to go to the Mint Flicks and Chills or whatever it is.
Well, there's no backup plan. When it comes to ice cream, it's all good. Bill Cole's here. First time at Faithley's for you in Lexington Market.
I feel bad that you keep saying that. Like, I feel like a bad citizen.
You know what? I want them to feel bad.
Yeah.
Because they should feel bad. They should come down here and get a crab cake.
They should.
They should come to a ball game.
They should. We should.
Why am I pimping the baseball team all of a sudden?
I don't know. We should get her a truck that she can just come out to some event in the county and, like, feed people Faithley's crab cakes and then
hand
them a card
that says,
this is
where it is. Well, she's doing that. The truck's in Catonsville. It's next to State Fair.
Oh, okay.
That's their new that's a future location.
Okay.
You know that?
I did not know that.
See, we educate.
That's great.
On Baltimore Positive.
That is good.
We call them wise conversations. They're moving out to Catonsville. They've had the space out there. They're building it out. It's going to be a beautiful second floor. And Catonsville is really leaning in to the music thing.
Yes.
So Evan has now opened are you familiar? We always talk business, you and me. You familiar with the barcade concept?
No.
Neither was I. So a barcade is Dave and Buster's for grown-ups. Remember we used to go over to De La Rosa's to play that goofy golf thing that I never played, right? Everybody. Yep. So they, Evan has this concept barcade. Now. Barcade.
Okay.
I got to get him on. He's been so big. I've done the show at State Fair twice, Beaumont. He hasn't been on. Evan Brown's over in Catonsville opening a new place. I don't even know what it's called. I don't gotta care. Figure it all out.
Barcade, I'm in.
On the El Guapo side, and it's sort of like adjacent to the parking lot where Bill's music is.
Yep.
It's next to that,
okay.
And it's in the basement.
Okay.
So you go, it feels like a speakeasy.
Right.
Like you go in, you go down a long, and it's an old, old space, and you can access it from the backside. So on like the south side of Frederick Road.
Okay.
So this is all happening. Oh my. I didn't even know the Friars were on. Did you turn the Friars on for us?
Yes.
She's pissed that you've never been here. And
she's excited.
She's laughing.
She's
Come
excited.
Come over here and put the she's headset excited. On so we can have some fun with you.
She's excited.
Yeah, because she's usually right. This is why I do the show at 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
And this is why Marty Gary texts me and he says, hey, are they even like really open? Because you're inviting me to a place that isn't open till 10 o'clock. And I'm like, if I did the show
I was a little
here,
worried about that this morning.
Dami Hans here, let me get her headset up and get her where she needs to be. And I'm going to be all screwed up because you're on two and you're on three, but it's fine. So this morning, Marty Gary hits me and he says, you know, are they open? I'm like, we're fine. We're going to talk about fish. He has been the fishing gaming person on the waters of the Potomac River. He's related to Moeller. He lives in Catonsville, so he's going to be right down the street. He didn't know about your Catonsville place either. Do you listen to WNST, Cole?
No, I don't.
Just sponsors it. That's all. See? We're going to find out all these things about you today. So on opening day, I was supposed to come in here on the day after opening day, which was the day CFG Bank Arena was opening with Springsteen, right? Night before the Eagles. So April 4th, 5th, whatever those days were. So on Thursday, a little rainstorm blows in, and John Angelo says no. And it turned out to be like 80 degrees and sunny. It was crazy, right?
It was a beautiful day.
And they moved it to Friday.
Right.
So my show was going to be in here from 9 until noon. I sound like Bill Cosby. My show. So I was sitting 9 to noon. And she's like, well, you got to come and do the show. I'm like, Damien, I'm not setting this up on opening day and being here at 11:30 in the morning when you're selling crab cakes, people are drinking beer, eating oysters, wires. Oh my God, I'm not doing it. And I came in here, I asked the lottery, can I still do a promotion? They said, sure, you can get tickets. I papered the place in line. I had a $100 winner in the back that day. This place was asses and elbows in here on opening day all morning long. Her hair's on fire. Place is crazy. We're serving shrimp salad. And I said to her, I don't need to be in here when there's people here. This is just it's too crowded.
Yeah, I was going to give him a little space in the corner down there. But then he said no.
Well, why would I want to be in the corner? I mean, I want to be here where the curse of writing, the John W. Fadley Seafood Raw Bar. Is this my last show here? Or am I going to be back here again in a month?
No, you're going to be back here. They haven't even started our space yet, for God's sake.
Well, good. It gives you another chance to come back twice.
See, I didn't want to ruin the climax. I saved that for you.
So let's pretend we met on a plane. All right, Dami Hahn is here. She's proprietor. Her family, Nancy's her mom. Bill's her dad. That's Bill when he was younger and sexier, but he's still pretty sexy. I saw him out at the crab races. We had a go, he and I, as usual. Mom still makes the crab cakes here on Saturday. So if we get on a plane and I would say, hey, I'm the wacky radio guy and you're the roofer guy who fancies yourself new age, and you are the proprietor of this thing that's moving to Catonsville, what would you tell him about this crab cake? Because he sponsors the crab cake tour, so does the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation, and I can't believe I need to throw a holiday party with these crab cakes just to make sure all of my clients, all of my friends know about this, because you've never had this.
Okay.
You're about to change your life, brother.
Yeah, okay. Well, that crab cake was invented by my mom, who is still making them. She's 87 years old.
Wow.
She still comes in a couple times a week. But it's there's three simple ingredients. It's Maryland crab, it's crushed premium saltines, because my family has been here for generations. In fact, this business has been here since 1886. But some of my uncles worked for Nabisco.
Okay.
So the premium saltines were the ingredient that Mom used, for this crab cake.
So that's not a secret. And then, I thought these were all secrets.
No, the premium saltines are key. The crab cake, I mean, because they don't have a whole lot of they don't add a lot of flavor. It's not like a Ritz cracker. It adds a flavor.
Right.
This adds no flavor. And so that you can really taste the crab meat. And then it's her secret sauce. Her secret sauce, you know, you can buy the sauce separate or, you know, in the crab cake. But the secret sauce,
I would just
sauce
say the secret sauce,
it,
the only thing I know about it is it has some mustard in it. And I hate mustard, but I love this crab cake. Yes. I don't get mustard on anything. Like, Ray Bachman used to make fun of me and call me a 12-year-old because I got ketchup and relish from my hot dogs. Because I don't like mustard at all. But I like honey mustard, and I, as my palate's changed. Dijon mustard, which I, if I'm hinting anything, I think there's Dijon mustard in this in some way that's slurried up with some, if I'm guessing Worcestershire, and I'm guessing some mayonnaise of some kind. It has some creamy ingredient to it, but not a whole lot, maybe. And I'm just guessing, but this is...
We're not supposed to reverse engineer the crab.
No,
right
no.
Now.
She's designed this to enhance that. The Maryland crab, because the Maryland crab does...
It has mustard in it.
It has mustard in it. Well, the mustard is its fat, and it is. It looks like mustard, and it has kind of a mustardy flavor. So she did design this crab cake to enhance the Maryland, specifically the Maryland crab meat. And it's been famous ever since the day she made it.
I don't want to...
It's the only one like this.
I don't want to miss the opportunity to emphasize, like, from my impression, it is we make things historically from the things we have, and it's like salt of the earth, and somehow, you know, generations later, everything has become so fancified and like, fake that when you get, like, the real deal... It's like magical, where back in the day it wasn't magical. It was like, this is what I got. I got crackers from my buddy, and I got this, and I'm just throwing it together, and it tastes wonderful, and I don't really care whether you like it or not. You're eating it today. This is what you get.
And everybody had a crab cake recipe.
Correct.
And they were all, people make crab cakes out of what they had left over from picking crabs. They made a little
patty.
That's
my mother.
They did, or they made some crab soup. But this kind of a crab cake as an entree didn't really come around until... The 70s.
Crab
80s.
Cake was sort of a poor folks thing, the cotties, and threw it in working man's.
Right.
Yeah, you throw them together. We made more crab cakes out of claw meat that were our little, you know, dollar crab
that
cakes back in the 1960s,
special,
you know.
Meat, whatever, right?
And special was a straight pick. So special was the crab pickers would pick the body and the lump and put it all in one can.
Okay.
Then you would have the body meat was called the regular. The special was the straight pick, where they picked the whole, threw it all in one can. And then, and usually they kept the lumps for the top. And then the jumbo lump, or it was called, back then, it was called backfin.
Backfin, sure.
And in the South,
restaurants
they referred
called the
to
backfin.
It
remember
as
that?
Lump.
Yeah.
And so the Southern pickers were selling more to New York and Philly, to the famous restaurants, than the Maryland watermen were. And then all of a sudden, the Maryland pickers are like, hold off. We need to get this crab meat sold, you know, up in New York and Philly. So they started changing to lump and jumbo lump because the Southerners, it just sounds better. Back fin or lump?
I was in New York the other night. I was at the Gramercy Tavern in New York.
Only if you never pulled the back fin, because if you know what the back fin is,
exactly.
You're like, I want the back fin.
Right.
But people in New York didn't know what the back fin was.
They
the lump sounded bigger.
Of course.
And they were selling more. So they changed the grading terms, and that was probably in the 80s that they started changing the grading terms. You can still find cans... You know, and they were metal cans with the snap-on metal lids, like our metal oyster cans. You can still find cans that say regular.
That's a lot of oysters.
Claw, regular, backfin.
Marinus oysters, Maryland House fresh oysters, Seacrest. He got the job with Wheel of Fortune. Marcos brand, B&L oysters, all these. The old, they look like paint cans. They're
paint
cans. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how many oysters come in one of those cans?
And so Meredith and Meredith, they were one of my family's favorites. They actually never took a foreign picker and went out of business. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
They never took the foreign pickers in the 80s when everybody else was switching because there weren't enough people down on the shore that was willing to do the job, and they went out of business.
Well, I want to eat oysters because she made me a fried oyster, and I hadn't had a fried. Where would I go to order? Any restaurant I'm in, there's something on the menu that I would order before I would order a fried oyster. I just, so I had never, she brought me one like a year ago, and it's sort of like, it sort of changed my world. Yeah. Now, like, I'm, because it's totally. it's an unexplored, I've had chicken, I've had cheeseburgers, I've had steak, you know, like, that's a new thing for me. So I'm going to explore oysters on the 25th anniversary. Damie's here, Bill Cole's here, we're at the Fadley's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these away all summer long. I'm going to be at Coco's in a couple of weeks. I'm back at Costas on our 25th anniversary. I'm at Drug City on our 25th anniversary. Moving the tour all around. I had an unbelievable time over at Spirits West. I was about a mile and a half away from here over Wilkins Avenue last week with Rick Kehoe. He's got this Godfather Italian cold. I'm eating food. I'm getting
fat
this summer.
Did you confirm that it's the longest continuous block of Roman's in America?
He has a picture of it, and I plugged you on that. Yes.
The longest continuously attached
block
of row homes in America.
Yes,
really.
True. Yes, Wilkins Avenue, 2600 block of Wilkins. And go on Wednesday and get the Godfather. I will tell you that. But I had their crab cake. So I have these crab cakes everywhere. And you know, I mean, I've been having crabs and crab cakes for 31 years on the radio. People ask me about the Fadley's crab cake, right?
Yeah.
It is completely. There's no other place that does it this way. Right. So I don't. Come get it. Check it for yourself. You say, what's your favorite or whatever? This is unique.
It sounds like my mother's. It's just twice as big as we would get them.
Well, your mother would use that old special meat, too, an old claw thing, pulling it all together. For you, I'm going to have you on a little later on. We're going to talk about summer and the video that we're picking. Well,
before she goes,
grabs.
I want to understand the Catonsville thing. I want to know what's going on and why you picked there and how you end up there and what it's going to be for you guys.
Let her tell that and you eat the crab cake because I can't sit here and look at this. I'm eating.
Our family is really West Side, so we're you know, from my great grandfather Fadley had a home on West Fayette. You know, big old brownstone. And so the Fadley family has always been West Side. And then the family kind of moved out to the Catonsville area. My grandparents lived in Catonsville pretty much their whole lives. My parents then moved a little further out to Ellicott City. So we've been making that Ellicott City to Baltimore run, you know, for the past 150 years. And,
you're the one that's never been to Drug City in Dundalk. Because you just, why would you go to Dundalk?
No, I don't go to the
East
Side.
See, we talk about,
I'm an East Side person, and I've never been to Drug City. So don't let him hold that against you.
So I'm, but I
that's
always
an extremely
west.
Dundalk thing.
Yeah.
Extremely Dundalk. Like, well, anyway.
Yeah. So we always, you know, we work all day. We head west, you know. So we were looking for a place to have a permanent restaurant. For the next generation, my son, and Catonsville just made sense that it's, you know, it's West Side, and we were looking for a building that had a history like ours.
Sure.
So, you know, we've our business was started in 1886. The Heidelbach family started their grocery store the same year.
Wow.
So this building that we chose was the Heidelbach's, actually, I think it was their third grocery store. They built the building in 1924, was finished in 1925.
See, I didn't know this, that you didn't want to be in like a strip mall if you could have been.
No,
right?
And I could have. And there's been so many people over the years that have asked us, will you come in here? Will you come in there?
Well, he puts the roofs on these new places too, so
it,
you know.
It really didn't fit. Well, our old place needs a roof. it didn't fit. It didn't fit our story. And this, my son found, and my daughter-in-law, and they said, this is perfect. And I said, this is a monstrosity, number one. And number two, it is freaking falling apart. Are you kidding me? Do you have any idea how much it's going to take of work and effort to get this 100-year-old building restored? So we went down the path, you know, he went behind my back and run to my father and said, G-Dad, it's perfect. And G-Dad said, buy it.
Right.
I'm like, shit. Thanks, G-Dad. So
you can't put.
This crab cake's disappeared.
You cannot put a value on, and I'm not a Catonsville guy, but we have friends there. My impression of the Catonsville community is it is one of the most loyal groups.
Is that because of the chairs you saw out there 3 weeks ago for the parade this weekend? My wife and I saw 3 weeks ago. We're at the Beaumont. Right. My wife's like, oh my God, there's 100 chairs out here. I'm like, yep, that's Catonsville.
So you can't, it's hard to put a value on a community's loyalty. So you guys are going to do phenomenal out there. And the fact that you were willing to make the connection to the history, and I mean, I'm always a big fan of like breathing new life into the old places.
Wait till you taste the crab cake, then you're going to realize.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Yeah. Thank you. we went down the path in 2019, and of course, we settled on the building February 17th of 2020.
Oh my God. Right.
30 days before the pandemic hit. And I'm like, shit.
That's a book we should write, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Surviving the Pandemic?
No, no. Like, so that's her pandemic magic story, right? Uh-huh. Everybody has one of these, like, you wouldn't believe what I did 2 weeks before the pandemic. Right. You wouldn't believe where I was. Like, you just, these little
the
one-page stories.
The COVID pivot moment.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And we spent the following year literally cleaning the building out by ourselves because everybody was closed. The county was closed. Yep. Everybody's closed. Everybody shuts down. So it's like, you're not getting permits. You're not getting anything. You're not getting anything. Yeah, you know, we're going down the path of, builders and architects and what to do with the building.
I heard the same story at Spirits West. They got shut down and they remodeled the place. Like, that. You know, that's a pretty typical, like, that's what we all were doing, trying to rebuild things, right?
We pulled out 500,000 pounds of debris. That year, and it was a group of about eight of us.
Did you find any really good stuff?
We did. We found some great stuff.
They found some great stuff.
So we've got some great history to hang.
Nice.
And we had the oldest living Heidelbach, and I think he's 92 now, 92, 93. He lives in Western Pennsylvania, and he came down and really gave us an inside tour of the whole building because he grew up in it.
That's great.
He grew up in the grocery store. So then after that, it was taken over by Plymouth Wallpaper, which we're going to give a little homage to Plymouth. The second floor of the building is going to be an event space, and it's going to be called the Plymouth Room.
Is it going to have wallpaper?
No. No. No wallpaper. It's an all-brick building.
They gave it the name. I think that's very nice.
Yeah. We've been restoring it ever since, and it's probably going to take us. We're just getting to the point of permitting. We've got all the demo work done and the whole place cleaned out and all the environmental stuff that had to be done, everything.
So is there a target date?
Summer of next year.
Wow.
Is the target date.
Wow.
So we're working
a big year for the Fadley's family here,
that's
right?
Exciting.
Yeah. So we're working with M&T Bank and we're working with DACG Builders and we're really and Foundry Architects, and we're really excited about the project.
That's great. That's
there
awesome.
You go.
That's
I'm
going
to take
story.
A break because you're going to be interviewing her in the next segment anyway after you eat the crab cake. Because I like when Bill sits in because I shut
He's
up.
He's asking more questions.
Yeah,
you never shut up. That's why Bill always said,
you want to shut me up?
Or he talks too much.
Get me a shrimp salad and about three oysters fried, and I'll be shut up. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving these away. This is Bill's lucky ticket, number 18. I don't know. What was your Little League jersey?
Not 18.
Yeah. I wore 44
My daughter's
for Reggie
birthday
Jackson,
is the 18th,
which was a mistake.
So
there you go.
Could be good.
All right, he's
going to
have number 18. Also, our friends at Window Nation, I got the fun floppy hat on that I'm threatening to wear again on our 25th anniversary in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a great summer around here. 4th of July weekend. Damien and I made a video a couple years ago about how to open a crab, and it was 4th of July. I wore this shirt, and it went viral. So I got Bill here today. We're going to talk about fish, fishing, catfish, preparing fish. I got something for you that I'm just off. I got to make notes. My wife wants to learn how to grill fish because we haven't had a grill outside. And I said, you got to Google that because I'm bringing home some fresh. I think I'm going to get some rockfish.
You better get that rock. That rock was gorgeous. He was this big.
I can't eat that big, but
we're cutting it in pieces,
sure you
honey.
Could.
You're not gonna. I'm not gonna give you the whole thing.
Well, my grill's on. Damie's here. Bill Cole's here. It is all brought to you by our friends as well, Raskin Global. Leonard Raskin has the. You seen this mallet? It's got a beer over it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Perfect. Why didn't I think of patent pending? I could have been a millionaire if I would have thought of this. Right? Then you got to market it.
I don't know.
We're going to be out all summer long doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're back for more at the old Lexington Market, not in the new Lexington Market, not yet. And not yet in Catonsville, but getting there soon. Back for more on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.